Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What's going on, everyone? Jetta Cameron, John Ritchie. It is 94 WIP. Great to be with you, off and rolling on this Wednesday morning. With the Phils, they get a dub. W beat the Rays, minor league ballpark. Kind of a cool game to watch. We'll get into that. We'll get into some broader stuff with the Phils, as they have played better baseball the last 2 weeks. Two back now, the Mets within the division. Some offseason Eagles stuff to get to today, including Dallas Goedert and more, where that's headed. We got Metallica tickets today. You can only win them if you call. Hit us up, 215-592-9494. Richie Rich.
Hello there, Joe.
What up, bud?
There's no official time zone in Antarctica.
Yeah, that, well, I mean, sure. At the very, fine.
That's crazy when you think about it. It's the world's fifth largest continent, and it doesn't have an official time zone.
And so what time is it there? Does time not exist?
You don't ever
That's
really
a great
know.
Question, too.
You've got...
Yeah.
Research stations. There's about 50 permanent research stations in Antarctica, and most of them are just synced up to the local time in the countries that they hail from.
That's wild.
That is legit wild, man. That's
really
pretty cool.
Is.
Good fact.
That is. I mean, I feel like at certain points there should be a specific time, but at the actual tip, you know, I don't know what to say, man. You know? I mean, I could say just the tip, but I won't.
But you did.
I was like, should I? Shouldn't I? I guess I did. Good morning, boys and girls. All right, so nice job with the Phils last night. I thought the ballpark thing was neat. You know, look, I'm happy to be here, but I'll say this. One of the things that was going through my mind is how fun would it have been to take a couple days off and go down there for this series? I mean, you kidding me? The Phillies in a Major League Baseball game in a series in a minor league ballpark? I thought that looked really cool.
It's right near Clearwater, too, so you'd have that kind of Phillies vibe. I mean, you saw it in the stands last night. Yeah,
I just thought it's neat. It's different. You know, you don't get this all that often, obviously, while the Rays play in the Yankees facility. But look, good job by the Phillies last night. Three main guys, Wheeler, Schwarber, Casty. They all did superb. Obviously, others contributed as well, but Wheeler seems totally back on track. Schwarber doing Schwarber things, and Castellanos, who doesn't always do it, but sometimes does, and often does it in bunches, certainly did last night.
Alec Boehm hit his first home run since September 20th of last season.
That was big, too,
the
John.
The power, Joe.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
The power's back.
Yeah, he's going to have seven this year.
It looks like he's been really repping it out in the gym. His chest is bigger than
he's
ever.
He's swole up.
So, he was one of only five players heading into last night who had qualified at bats who had yet to home.
Wow. So, and he's a third baseman.
And he's 6'5". Come on.
6'5". That's
Holy
incredible.
Cow.
So really good job by the Phils last night. Fun game and all that. Here's what I want to get to today at 215-592-9494, because the Phils are now two games back of the Mets. Game and a half up on the wild card spot. Technically, even more than that, because they would hold the tiebreaker right now in Arizona. Here's kind of how I would frame the first 6 weeks. Two good weeks, two bad weeks, two good weeks. What it is. And so they're in a nice spot right now. Here's what I want to get at. I'm curious where you stand, 215-592-9494. Not only for your reaction to last night and the last 2 weeks, but this broader, bigger picture topic. I'm curious if you're settling into the season knowing, and I'm using the word knowing, you might not, knowing that the Phillies are pretty darn good. They're very likely to make the playoffs, but also knowing they're not perfect and accepting of that, or if it's going to be a complain all year scenario. Because, John, I've really been struck, especially those two bad weeks, but especially coming off of the way it ended last season, what a bad mood so many people were in. How, I mean, fast.
That's for sure.
How fast people, it almost reminds me a little bit of me with Jalen Hurts. We're like, I am very fast to complain about Jalen Hurts. Some people think way the hell too fast. Many people think I'm too fast. And of course, we complain about the Eagles. A lot of us did.
I do not think you're too fast.
Well, you think I'm just wrong to complain about him. But
no, he meant literally too fast.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, okay. So it's just one of those things where I'm trying to drive at the psyche of all of us as fans, how we're digesting this season. Because if there's one thing that has struck me more than anything so far, it's that people have a very quick trigger this year to say, that's why they're going to lose in October. That right there. That thing from last night. John,
they're
and listen, and they may
to...
and they may lose in October, or they may win it all. John,
yes, where that's the beauty of it.
Where do you stand on how you are taking this thing in this year?
I'm accepting that this Phillies team is good and not anywhere close to perfect.
At being the very good, least, very good.
Being good very doesn't good. Mean you're perfect.
Yep.
Being good doesn't mean you win every game. And right. Man, that's for sure. We're really seeing that proven this season. We are good. We are seemingly trying to time up the good this year in ways that last season, the season before, you know, we're sort of, I think, at a new level of readiness. I hope. I mean, am I being foolish in talking myself into believing that this is a team who, having been through the fire, having been there and done that, even though they're going less far each season,
right,
for the last three.
That's right.
They do feel like they've got the experience that they need. They know what they need to do. They just need to go out and do it this time. I feel like we need some help. But this team knows that they really are an accomplished group in a lot of ways.
So I think you're shortchanging them, calling them good.
Need to sprinkle some help here and there.
Yep, yep.
And when the time comes, they need to qualify for the postseason.
Wait, if you're going to do the whole ad thing, you're talking about Dombrowski trade deadline? Is that where you're headed? Because he's been horrible at that.
Expect that he has to do better this trade deadline.
Well, he has to. I don't expect it, but he has to.
He has to do better than he has in the last few years. We especially, the arms in the bullpen need to change the way that bullpen performs. So can you get that done?
Yeah.
I'm not so sure.
So here's the thing I want to find out from everyone at 215-592-9494. In addition, of course, to reacting to last night, it's sort of a way of framing this question. Do you view this season as glass half full or glass half empty?
It's definitely full. The starting rotation, 2.87.
Phenomenal.
2.87 ERA. That's fourth in the National League. That's what gives us a chance.
Totally.
We're ironing out a lot of things right now offensively.
Yep.
And we are ironing out who this team thinks they are and the way they think they're supposed to carry themselves. I really do believe that is the big mystery right now, and they're figuring that out. And that's normal.
I think the biggest mystery right now, honestly, is how will they hit in October? I really do. I think that's the biggest mystery. But I feel confident that the pitching, which, by the way, I actually think in many ways will get better. To me, Wheeler's just kind of coming on. Nola's only going to get better. Ranger, who's only started one time, is going to get better. Now, Lizardo could pitch worse. But I would actually bet on the starting pitchers pitching better the rest of the way than worse. James, glass half full. Like, if they go 5-2 in the next seven games, is that a complaint? Or because of the two losses? Or is that I got a really good baseball team?
I'll never complain with 2 or 3 at a time, like 5-2, 6-2, whatever you want to say. Like, if they keep winning 2 or 3, like, I'm not going to complain about it.
Yep.
It's funny you phrased it in the too good, too bad.
Because that is what it was.
But mine is not lined up with that. But to this specific thing you're talking about, like, I've gone in waves. Like, I have had parts of this season where I get overly angry. I have parts of this season where I'm kind of just checked out. Not on the moment, but on what you just said. On the idea of, like, well, you know, as long as they get to the playoffs and hit, that's really all it's going to matter. It's hard to judge them on a night-to-night basis when we have that kind of hanging over us. And then the bullpen thing has been such a roller coaster. So, like,
yes, it has.
I honestly don't know how to feel this. I swear, like that. I'm really struggling with how to feel on a week-to-week basis with this team.
In terms of day-to-day for many people, that's what I mean.
Like belief. They're playing decent baseball, but then I think about that bullpen in the playoffs and a much better bullpen falling apart last year in the playoffs. I think about watching these guys hit, and I'm like, you know, Schwarber's awesome, but other than that, there's like not a and Castellanos, but we know that
there's no one that's consistently. It's Schwarber and Bryce are the only. It's supposed to be.
And so it's
Schwarber.
like, and we know what that looks like in the playoffs. I'm really struggling.
And Trey's defense is a tremendous source of
aggravation. It's a disaster. So I'm struggling trying to know how I feel about this team, both regular season and what it means for the playoffs.
So what I'm trying to drive at today, and you guys I'm sure can tell, 215-592-9494. Ultimately, it's like, what kind of squad do we got? But it's also, how are you digesting
going on? Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season. And one way to just frame it is, do you view the Phillies through the prism of glass half full, which is where I am. I'm going to be very clear. I think they'll make the playoffs. I think John actually shortchanged, and maybe it was unintentional, when John referred to them as good in the first 2 or 3 minutes of the segment. I think they are very good. I think they have a better chance to get to great than settle back into good. I could be wrong. But, I mean, I'm telling you guys, with this starting pitching, I think they're closer to great than good. But I know this. I'm certain, at the very least, they're very good.
Doesn't it hit you a little bit, though, when John said the ERA? I was like, 2.87, that's great. Fourth in the National League? Like, that should be first in the National League. Like,
well, obviously some teams have pitched well.
My point is that pitching is ahead of hitting. So it's like, I'm with you, but I'd rather have the best lineup than the best starting rotation right now. And that's not something I would have said in the past.
Wow.
But right now, I feel like that's kind of where the sport is.
Well, look, that's a whole different wrinkle. Where do you stand on it? How are you digesting the season? Because most people this year, let's be real, have been very quick triggered to complain. And I get it, guys. I've been part of it. I've come on here some days and, you know, Trey's defense in the bullpen and Dombrowski and, you know, all this stuff. And I get it. I'm part of it. But I also say, when you pull back a bit, you realize, you know, they're pretty damn good. You know, and like, they are in a playoff spot as of now with how crummy they played for stretches. It does kind of remind me a little bit of the reaction the town had to the Eagles in September and October when they were, you know, not clicking on all cylinders, but still winning at a decent clip. Where do you stand? 215-592-9494. Off and rolling. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP.